Watch, American flag burnt at anti-Israel protest in NYC. Activists liken NYPD to KKK. By Joshua Klein on March 20, 2024. An American flag was seen aflame among protesters during radical anti-Israel demonstrations in the heart of New York City, where protesters were also heard chanting against the New York Police Department, comparing law enforcement as well as the Israeli Defense Forces, IDF, to the Ku Klux Klan. The viral video from Tuesday shows pro-Palestinian protesters surrounding the spectacle, with none interfering, as the Emergency Action for Gaza demonstration was getting underway in Lower Manhattan's Zuccotti Park in the city's financial district. The short clip was posted by Katie Smith, a local independent reporter and photojournalist who covers demonstrations and social movements in the Big Apple. The scene was reminiscent of a similar video of pro-Palestinian protesters burning an American flag in January. Many online expressed outrage over Tuesday's public act. "Israel is just the little Satan. America is the real Satan," wrote former New York State Assemblyman Dov Hykind. "American Jews? We're a wet dream for them. May God protect Israel and America," he added. "As an immigrant who loves this country, I loathe these people with a passion," wrote one ex-user. "This is not just about Israel," noted another. "The pro-Hamas crowd hates America," wrote yet another. "These are the voters Biden is trying to please. Wake up, America," one ex-user exclaimed. "The West is next," warned another. "If they hate America, they need to leave," another user insisted. In another video from the event, demonstrators called for a violent uprising, or Intifada revolution, outside New York City Hall. Intifadas were twice launched against the Jewish state by Palestinians, the second which took place at the start of the millennium and saw hundreds of terror attacks and thousands of deaths over a four-year span. Others were shown scuffling with local police who made several arrests. One demonstrator is seen with an American flag defaced with the name Aaron Bushnell, a radical far-left airman who self-immolated while in military uniform in front of the Israeli embassy as part of a political statement to protest Israel's war against Hamas last month. Another is seen waving the five-star red flag of China. An additional clip shows protesters chanting at NYPD officers, comparing them to the KKK. The event was organized by the New York-based Palestinian pro-terror group Within Our Lifetime. Demonstrations attacking Israel's fight against Palestinian terrorists have long been accompanied by scenes of violence, as well as rhetoric against the United States and in support of terrorism. In January, at a pro-Palestinian protest that shut down the Sundance Film Festival, Israeli actress and producer Noah Tishbe spoke with demonstrators and revealed the ignorance of those chanting radical slogans. In one shocking incident that triggered widespread outrage over Veterans Day weekend in November, a pro-Palestinian mob was seen cheering on a protester who climbed a flagpole and tore down U.S. flags as demonstrators marched through central Manhattan. The demonstrations began the previous night in Columbus Circle and made its way to Grand Central Terminal, where protesters kicked in the doors as law enforcement sheltered inside. As they marched through the streets of Manhattan for the second night in a row, they briefly forced the closure of the transportation hub. The current conflict in Gaza began on October 7 after the U.S. designated Islamic terror group Hamas, whose charter calls openly for the murder of Jews and the elimination of the Jewish state through relentless jihad, perpetrated the worst terrorist attack in Israel's history in October, in an operation stemming from its radical beliefs. The attack saw some 3,000 terrorists burst into Israel by land, sea, and air, gunning down participants at an outdoor music festival while others went door-to-door hunting for Jewish men, women, and children in local towns who were then subject to torture, rape, execution, immolation, and kidnapping. The attack resulted in roughly 1,200 dead inside the Jewish state, over 5,300 more wounded, and at least 242 hostages of all ages taken, of which more than half remain in Gaza. The vast majority of the victims are civilians and include dozens of American citizens. In one viral clip from November, people in New York City were seen willing to support Hamas in its goal to free Palestine, until they were exposed to what the terrorist group actually preaches. Earlier this month, Anti-Israel demonstrators hindered the NYPD's response to a reported explosive device found by an Uber driver, according to authorities who were unable to reach the site of the scene in due time as a result. Last week, Lebanon's terror leader, Hassan Nasrallah, who serves as Hezbollah's secretary general, saluted anti-Israel demonstrations throughout the United States, boasting of the power of Americans to pressure President Joe Biden and lead him to lose the presidential elections. According to world-renowned military historian and professor Dr. Victor Davis Hanson, Hamas death cult relies on useful Western idiots to support the Palestinian cause, which has fused with the left-wing DEI industry. In addition, he argues, pro-Palestinian protests and support for Hamas in the U.S. have alienated many Americans and will all but ensure a tough conservative president in 2024. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.